Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn, always a pleasure to have you here with us. And I have to say, before we start talking about Budapest,
yes.
Well, as a holiday destination, I couldn't help but be dazzled by your pearly whites when you walked in, because you had some dental work done in Budapest.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Carol, I suppose over the years, it's one of those places that has become a sort of a centre for excellence in terms of dentistry. Like, they're very advanced over there. And about 4 years ago, I had kind of, I lived in South Africa for a while, and I had got veneers, stupidly decided my teeth were never that white, you know. And as a child, I had antibiotics, you know, the way in Ireland, and they kind of discolour.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, great, I get fit. And of course, the thing about veneers is they're all great until about 7 years in, and they start popping off like nails, you know. So, like, you kind of start having dreams that you're losing. Anyway, long story short, so I had a great chat with somebody who'd been down there, and I went down and I got a full kind of mouth reconstruction done of crowns, porcelain zirconium crowns. And I mean, it was a third the price that I was quoted here. And
wow,
it wasn't even that, Carol, but it was the quality there, right? It was, I said, 4 years ago. When I went back now, I was getting an implant done, and I'll have a crown done on that then. And it's great because, you know, all your fillings are gone, and it's just a job for life, really. There's 100 people a month from Ireland, where I go to Creative Dental, 100 a month, Carol. And there was people there from all over the world, and they were having implants and da-da-da. The guy, Attila, who owns it all, I call him Attila the Gum. He's a gas man, right? He's a fabulous character. He's travelled the world and he knows everything. They've won best European dental clinic for years and stuff. It's like Star Wars for dental clinics, you know. So I call it like City of Smiles or Dental Central.
Well, they did a great job because your teeth always look great.
I must say, like, you know, I was delighted when the dentist is finished, because it's a lot of work, you know. And when they hold up the mirror, like, you just feel, oh my God. But I mean, look at your teeth. I mean, you're like Hollywood smile there with your blinding me, or at the other side of the studio. And I mean, you know, but mine, people said to me, are they your own teeth? I'm saying, yeah, they cost me a lot of money, you know. So, but they're great. And I must say, I know a good few people that have been over and back there. And it's just, you know, unfortunately, Carol, the cost of getting things done here is just mad. And, you know,
yeah,
it's not even that, but they can't even do, unfortunately, some of the stuff. Everything is done in-house there. I mean, Attila was telling me, like, the cost of making crowns, the material, is nothing. It's like 0.0 euros, he was saying. It, you know, he said there's no reason why a crown or an implant should be feckin' 1,000 euro, you know?
Mm.
But for some reason, it is here.
Well, in this
country,
you
know, best
no
of luck
surprise
to anyone who wants
no
to. But I must say, and not alone can you do that, but then you can, of course, enjoy
indeed
a fabulous
yes
city break on the Danube. Very, very nice.
Okay, well, let's talk about that then.
Yeah, I mean, Budapest is famous for lots of things, but I mean, the thermal baths are amazing as well, right? I mean, they have these Széchenyi baths, the Rudash baths. I mean, when Irish people kind of go to the pub on Friday, the Hungarians and the people in Budapest go to the baths, you know, for the spa, and they play chess and they, you know, like in the water. And it's absolutely incredible because there's all these therapeutic qualities in the sulfur in the water. And I mean, you do feel fantastic after it. I stayed in the Gellert Hotel, right, which is part of the Danubius group. Now they have loads of hotels there. Brilliant value. The Gellert would be one of these old ladies, or like the Diennes of old, you know, Habsburgian type beautiful hotels, you know, big huge rooms and big wooden beds and wardrobes.
Oh,
and you know,
lovely.
I looked over the Chain Bridge and the Danube, it was just beautiful. And just behind that is the famous Gellert Spa, and you go in there and like you get massaged to, like the ladies come in and they hammer you with an inch of your life, you know, the real deal on marble slabs. And it's fantastic stuff. And of course the restaurants, the food, the Hungarian food is amazing. I mean, obviously we all know about goulash and all this kind of stuff. And a great tip, Carol, as well, if you go to the Great Market Hall, which is amazing, it's like the English Market but it's much bigger. Fantastic place to buy souvenirs like bags of powdered paprika, tablecloths, amazing prices, beautiful quality handmade tablecloths. And on the first floor they have these amazing booths, and like they sell this incredible buffet style hot food, and for 4 or 5 euro you can get the most beautiful paprika, goulashes, sausages, you know, all the traditional Hungarian food. And that's really, you could eat there like all week if you were staying there for a few days. It's terrific. Really, really good. Another thing as well that's really interesting, right? They have an amazing thing there called the Terror Haza, or House of Terror. And it's a museum that tells the whole history of the, you know, occupation there. First of all, it was the headquarters for the Nazis, and then it was for the really much feared communist secret police awful place, terrible interrogations, tortures, executions, but the museum tells the whole story of it, and it actually is really, really interesting because it tells you about all the communist propaganda. It's as fascinating as it is chilling, Carol, and that's a really, really interesting one. Now, one thing that I did, which I absolutely loved, I love Art Nouveau buildings, and there's an amazing, it's actually called the Amazing Art Nouveau Tour of Budapest, and I had this fantastic guide called Zabi Farkas, and he is an amazing guy. He's a native Hungarian, and he specialises in this kind of Art Nouveau, and they have the most incredible Art Nouveau buildings there. The Four Seasons Hotel, which used to be called the Gresham Palace, we started there, then we went to the Hungarian House of Art, and then that's a cafe and museum. You have the most amazing cakes there as well, by the way. OMG kind of stuff.
Ed loves his cakes.
Yes, the Walco House. He takes you to all these beautiful places. The Hungarian State Treasury, which is the Royal Postal Savings Bank building, unbelievable. They have the most incredible roof there with all these coloured mosaic tiles. Something so different, but you know, the buildings in Budapest, the architecture, are, it's just incredible. And that was €35, and I swear to God, it was one of the best tours I ever did. Just fantastic. The other thing I did, which was great fun, Carol, was with this guy Zabi, because I was there on my own, because you know, I was talking earlier about I went over to get a bit of an implant done there and stuff, but, and I was just on the Monday night, I thought, you know, I'd love to do. So he did a little Budapest by night tour with me, and he took me around to some lovely places, and we ended up, we went to these places like lovely wines and different things. But on a Monday and Thursday, there's karaoke in the Phoenix Bar in Budapest, right? And I tell
and you, did you, Carol,
that's life. I even attempted Ronan Keating, you know.
Oh God.
You say nothing at all. Oh. I cleared the place then, like that was the end. That was about after a few palinkas, you know. But it was great because they were all kind of Hungarians, and it was great to hear them singing their songs and then me singing like our songs, but they thought it was great. And just listen, who doesn't like karaoke? And I didn't realise, wow, Monday and Thursday night, so like you absolutely do
well,
that.
Well, I'm so sorry I missed that now, I have
you
to
are,
say.
You are? No,
I
seriously.
Am. No, I am. Listen, I am. Look at my face. Yeah. I am.
No, really. But I mean, I think your man recorded me singing once, so I can actually play it for you later if you want. Apparently, I was a big hit. Yeah, tell you.
It was a Monday night though.
Yeah, it was. Frank Sinatra and Ronan Keating, Carol. It was just fab.
Lovely.
But Budapest, I must say to you, St. Stephen's Basilica, by the way, is just beautiful. They've restored it. The Parliament buildings, all the normal stuff you do on the tours as well. It's just mind-blowing, the architecture, so beautiful. And great value. The flights with Aer Lingus, really good times in the afternoon as well. Ryanair also fly there from 39 each way. I went out with Aer Lingus and back. It was terrific. You know what? It's just great value. Coffees for like €1 and €2 and cakes, and you know, you can treat yourself to all these gorgeous, delicious treats.
You know, when I was saying to Ed earlier on that I was down in County Kilkenny last weekend,
yeah,
and I went for a walk, but I ended up having a cup of tea and a scone, and it cost me £6.90. And this is in the middle. This is not in a, there's not even
my
in a
God.
Town. It's
was
in
she
a
wearing
village.
A cowboy suit?
For
was she?
For heaven's sake, I mean, I was wearing sign stupid, obviously,
oh
on my,
my
forehead.
God.
You know,
I know,
so when
I've,
you say that.
Yeah, no, I've had the same thing down in Kerry last year there, you know, where I was buying it. Like, again, you just feel like, especially when you travel to these beautiful
yeah.
cities, you know, and you think, why is it so expensive here for everything? But anyway, that's one thing you love about Budapest. And they call it the Paris of the East.
Do they?
So you're going to love it when
okay.
you go there. And
all
if you
right.
want to get a few bits done on the old teeth, Carol, you know where to go now.
I do indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Creative Dental.
Thank you for that. We'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website as well, and we'll have the podcast of it for you as well too on the Sunshine website, just in case you missed it.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day, by the way?
So,
that was yesterday.
Well, that was yesterday, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very...
Did you enjoy it, Jack?
Oh,
I
did enjoy
it. You were going hiking or something.
You know what? I did enjoy Valentine's Day, but it had nothing to do with Valentine's Day, which is probably why I enjoyed it.
Oh, great.
You know, call me cynical or whatever, but hey.
Fantastic.
Anyway.
Have a great weekend, Carol.
See you next week, Ed.